Well, lack of progress, for one. But I think it's not just, why is there such an achievement gap? Part of it is that there's a lack of engagement with a lot of students. And historically, about 30% of Montgomery County high school students, and I went to high school here, Einstein High School, have not gone on to college, and certainly a larger percent don't actually graduate from college. You know, not everybody needs to go into college to be successful, and we shouldn't act as if that is the case. Many students can be successful getting a vocational skill or going into a career that doesn't require 4 years of college. So if we're going to engage more students, we need to provide more opportunities for people who are in the public school system and people who are just out of it to have apprenticeships and to have internships. I'm going to establish AmeriCorps-type programs as county executive. I used to be the director of the county's AmeriCorps program. It's a great way for young people and others to get experience and earn an educational award and get a leg up and become successful.
You mentioned a few of the things you want to do, but what else can you do to address this achievement gap?
Well, work with the school board, work with our state legislators to address some of the other causes of it. Now, there are many causes of it. Part of it is poverty. Part of it is lack of advantage. But it's not all solved within the school system, and I think everyone acknowledges that. But the school system does need to spend its money very well on programs that are proven to be effective, and I want to make sure I put as much work and sort of pressure on the school system to evaluate the programs and make sure the money is being spent effectively. It's not just a matter of more money, it's how it's spent as well. But one thing that is important to promote educational opportunity generally for people, and not just people that are in public school right now, is to expand our library hours. You know, we have some of the best libraries in the country, but they're closed most of the time. In fact, all of our county liquor stores are open on Sunday afternoons. Most of our county libraries are closed, so it's easier to check out our county wine selection than to check out a book in Montgomery County on Sundays. I don't think that's a good policy. I think it's fine to have the liquor stores open. The library should be open, too, on Sundays. And that would be one of my first acts as county executives, open all of our libraries on Sunday afternoons. And I want to expand the evening hours as well.